The Girl Who Fell, The Chess Raven Chronicles, Book 1, written by Violet Grace and read by Billy Fulford Brown. Chapter 1. A criminal has no place in the Victoria and Albert Museum, Janine the labeler screeches into her phone, loud enough for everyone in the office to hear. Her name isn't really Janine the labeler. It's just Janine. I added the labeler on my first day of work, when I noticed that she'd stuck a sticky name label on her tape dispenser, and her hole puncher, and her scissors, and pretty much everything else on her desk. I'm not sure if she's always been a labeler, or if she took up the habit when she found out she'd be working with a criminal. That would be me. It isn't just my criminal record that Janine objects to. She also has issues with the way I dress. On my second day, she studied my scuffed commando boots and baby doll dress with a thin-lipped smile.
Miss Raven, she said stiffly, your clothes violate the Victoria and Albert Museum's expectations of staff attire, even for back-of-house roles.
She refuses to call the museum the V&A like everyone else does. It's always the Victoria and Albert Museum, as if Queen Victoria and her husband Albert were personal friends of hers. I'm used to people not wanting me around. It's just that they usually manage to be a touch more subtle about it. I catch my reflection in the screen of my computer. Ethereal. That's how people sometimes describe me. And not always as a compliment. But when I look at myself, I just think I look, well, unfinished. Even when I make an effort, I look incomplete. Something's missing, and I've never been able to figure out what. This morning, I took extra care when I got ready, but I still came up short. Okay, so I didn't polish my boots, but I did wash and blow dry my long auburn hair, and even rimmed my green eyes with some eyeliner. It's not every day you turn 16. A calendar alert pops up on my screen, reminding me that I'm meeting Marshall Musgrave in 5 minutes. It's our regular fortnightly catch-up, where he pretends to be concerned about my welfare, and I pretend to believe him, until such time that I can leave without causing offense. I mumble to Janine that I'm taking my lunch break. Still on the phone, she responds with a raised eyebrow and twisted bottom lip that conveys seething contempt more effectively than words ever could. In some ways, I don't blame her. I'm also baffled why one of England's richest and most powerful businessmen kept me out of jail after I got done for stealing. Let me rewind a bit. The first thing you need to understand is that working in data entry at the V&A Museum isn't my choice. I'm only here by the grace of Her Majesty's Government's Second Chances Program to keep delinquents like me out of prison. Of course, they don't use words like delinquents anymore. They prefer youth at risk or young offenders, as if thieving is a medical condition you have the misfortune to catch, or a stage of life you eventually grow out of. Usually, the Second Chances Program involves some sort of rehabilitation, which is code for spending months bored out of your brain, picking up rubbish from the side of the M6 highway, and attending regular meetings with a sponsor who's considered to be an upstanding member of the community. The sponsor's good influence is supposed to inspire us to stick to the straight and narrow, and to go back to school once we've paid our debt to society and perfected our rubbish collection skills. Marshall Musgrave is my sponsor. He's also on the board of trustees at the V&A. So, not only did he arrange to get me out of the lockup and into the program, he also pulled some strings so I could do my time entering data here instead of breathing in fumes on the side of a busy motorway.